Offensive coordinator North Turner is looking for all 11 players to rise to Sunday's challenge against the Cincinnati Bengals. He talks about that and more in today's press conference.
Well, it was nice to have Josh there. You know, it was good to have, you know, get the good work of practice with him last week. You go into a game like that and Minnesota wasn't obviously sure of how we're going to use him, what we're going to do, and there were a lot of opportunities there. And I thought Brian did a good job getting the ball to him. It was one of those games, the way things came up. It was good for Josh.
What did you think of Brian in his second NFL start?
Well, he was exciting. You know, it was fun getting ready. It was a lot of work during the week. He put a lot of work in to get ready. It's hard to get ready for a week. Going in, we thought Minnesota had played. You know, they're a very good pass rush, and they've been very disruptive, but they had given up big plays. So that was, the thought that we could get some big plays, and I thought Brian took advantage of it. He tends to make real quick decisions, and it got him in trouble a couple of times, and I think that will go away in time.
After seeing him in a regular season game for 4 quarters, do you know more about him as you develop game plans going forward?
Yeah, you do, and you get to, you communicate, and you get to find things that he's comfortable with, things that we want him to do. Obviously it changes dramatically because we're getting ready to play a really good team that's in our division, and it's a lot different than Minnesota. So you're spending more time on preparing for Cincinnati, really, and then trying to work on all those the fine points of playing the position.
What do you think defenses will do now with Gordon Nevitt? You said the opportunities were there because they hadn't seen him.
Yeah, it's funny. Like I always tell the receivers, and I'll go all the way back to Michael Irvin, catch 8 balls one game and then next game catch 2, and you say, what happened? Well, it's a different game, So I always tell them, when you have opportunities, make the most of them because you don't know how every game's going to come up. But obviously, we sit up there and when we're sitting there looking at tape and doing the things we're doing, we put each player's number on the board and try to figure out ways that we're going to get them involved in the game plan.
Cameron seems to be taking advantage of his opportunity. How impressed have you been by his progression?
I just like the consistency. That was a concern in spring, and people talked about me getting to know him was, is he a consistent guy? Is he a guy that can show up and do it? And right now he's done that for 3 games. And he creates problems for defensive players, and he was being covered by a very good defensive player from Minnesota on 3 or 4 of his plays. So it's not like it was easy.
North, back to Hoyer for a second. With his huddle presence and command, you mentioned decision making, pre-snap reads, getting the ball out. Is that the way you visualize a quarterback with all those things playing in your offense?
Well, it's not my offense, and it's a Cleveland Brown offense, and it's any offense. And everyone emphasizes or talks about the quarterback, but what you need is you need every single guy. You had 11 guys on the field. You need every guy playing at that level and operating that level in the huddle, breaking the huddle, knowing what's going on. And, you ask about you talk about the addition of Josh Gordon. I'll tell you that the guys have played, guys have made great improvement week 1, week 2, week 3, and the guys up in front played the best they've played, and there are a bunch of guys that played the best they've played, and then the addition of Josh and the way Brian played, it adds up.
Do you think Willis McGahee can give you a little bit more after having a week of practice now? I mean, how difficult was it for him to just have one practice and not have played since November?
It's what it is, and another week will help him. We've got 3 guys and we've got to use them all. Willis got here a week ago and Rainey got here 3 weeks ago. And we know who O is. He's a fullback, tailback, special teams guy. So we're managing that the best we can.
But do you think you have to, as a team, run the ball better than you did?
No question. We want to run the ball. And if you don't have balance, it's going to get you in the end, and we're working hard at that.
I think there's a perception that Brian came in and operated more efficiently and did way better than Brandon would do. But do you think that's quick to judge? Are people quick to judge based on the fact that Brandon did not have Josh Gordon and like you
said? I none of that it matters to me. I mean, I in terms of the way people perceive it, I just, you know, Ryan's playing right now. We're getting him ready to go play and do the best he can do and give ourselves a chance to win. And the great thing, obviously, and the thing that has everyone excited is when you go win a game in the last 2 minutes of the game and you score with 50 seconds left, that's exciting. And that's, those are traits you want in a quarterback.
He ended up throwing it 54 times on Sunday. Is that ideal for you in what we can expect, or was that just a byproduct of how the game was flowing?
I don't think we want to throw the ball that many times. We don't want to, we're on the road in Minnesota with their pass rush and everything that was going on. You know, that's not what we want to do. And some of it we got into a couple 2 minute situations into game, into half, but we're working hard to get balance.
How much is left for you to know about Hoyer? That is, you've only seen him in the camp, you've only seen him in the preseason and the one game. How much is left that you probably don't know about him?
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot. And again, he's new to this system, and we're trying to tailor our system to the guys we have here. So we're moving. I mean, we're adjusting things, and we're trying to do what's best for the players we have to give them a chance to play good on offense.
Hey, Nord, when you think of the top tier receivers in the league, do you think Gordon has the ability to put himself in that category?
I hate when people ask that, and it's fair. It's a great question to ask, but it's just so early to ask that. And you know, the best players I've been around go out and practice every day. That, like Josh played Sunday, they go play Sundays consistently, and they do it. If people talking about doing it for a game or two games, I'm talking about guys that do it 6-7 years in a row and just do it. So, you know, to evaluate Josh with any other guy, you know, of that caliber, I think that time's going to determine that.
Is it sort of the same with the quarterback? When you watch Brian Hoyer play one game, can you tell in that one game enough to think that he has a chance to be a pretty good quarterback in the NFL, or is that too early?
Yeah, I think it's a fair question to ask. I think it's really hard to answer. He obviously, if you take his 15 best plays and put them on a reel and look at it, you say, wow, this guy is really good. And I can do the same with some other plays, and you say, you know, let's not jump to conclusions. So we're working hard. The one thing, Brian, all three of our guys, I mean, they know how to work. They're committed. They want to be good. And Brian is going to give himself the best chance.
What do you think Laval can give you if he's able to go?
He's obviously his experience. He knows the offense. He's played with the guys in the offensive line. So, you know, that's obviously any time you get a guy back, that's a plus.
The offensive line seemed to look like it, you know, had a much better day Sunday at Minnesota. How much was that improved play on their part, and how much was the fact that Brian was in there and was able to do some things?
Like I said, I thought each of those guys had the best game they've had of the three games. You know, Joe was fabulous. You go against that pass rusher in that situation. It's really, really, he got a game ball and all that, and he deserved it because he was outstanding. But I thought each one of those guys across the board had their best game, and it adds up if you get to do that.